I want you to take your Bible and turn to Revelation chapter number 2, please. Revelation chapter 2. This morning I announced the title of my sermon this evening, and it is this: Repetition is the Key to Learning. Repetition is the key to learning. My sermon will not be lengthy, but we do need to take a moment and very seriously look at the Word of God this evening. Revelation chapter 2. Would you stand with me, please? Revelation chapter 2. Look for verse number 7, and then we're going to jump around just a little bit here, but it will be easy for you to follow. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Notice in verse 7 it says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Note, now go down to verse 11. It says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now go to verse 17. It says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now go to verse 29. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now go to chapter 3, verse number 6. It says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now go to verse 13. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now go to verse 22. It says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Look back at me, if you will, please. God never wastes words, but for some reason, God repeats himself. The sermon tonight is this: repetition is the key to learning. Let's pray. Father, bless us now. You know, Lord, I want this night to be just right. Oh, I want these folks that sit here tonight, I want them to be pleased. But Jesus, I sure want you to be ultimately pleased. So help us now as we learn from your book, one of your methods. Bless us with thy Holy Spirit's presence in these next few minutes. Take this quick, simple sermon and help it to enrich our Christianity. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I got to looking in the Bible and I found out 144 times God says these words: fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not. I guess it's probably a good thing that he repeated it over and over again, because there have been plenty of times when I needed to hear those two words, fear not. Then I discovered these two words: God said, God said, God said. I looked and I looked and I looked. I started in the book of Genesis. I made my way all the way through the Old Testament. Then I started in the New Testament, in the book of Matthew. I made my way all the way through the book of Revelation. You know what I found? 582 times the words "God said" are found in the Bible. God repeats himself. God wants you and I to learn. I could take you from Scripture to Scripture to Scripture and show you how many times God is repetitive in his word. He does that for our learning. He does that for our growth. Now listen, I've preached over 36,000 sermons, and to the best of my knowledge, I think I have heard over 45,000 sermons. But here's the amazing part about it. God always teaches me more, even if I've heard some truth before. I may have heard a particular truth preached 25 or 30 times, but I learn something new from it every single time. You never wear down or wear out the Word of God. Preachers repeat themselves. And one reason why, you need to understand, God's not writing any more Bibles. He's given us what he wants us to learn. And I don't know if it's for you like it is for me. God needs to repeat himself to me because I didn't get it the first time. And he needs to repeat himself to me because I was doing right a couple years ago, and then this year I found out I wasn't doing as right as what I should, and he needed to remind me again of what I need to do. I think God expects repetition about the things of God, and I think he requires it. Repetition will help us to learn. And young people, when we say repetition, we're just talking about repeating ourselves. God says repeat the truth, repeat those good things. It'll help us to learn, it'll help us to grow. And repetition is good for everybody. It's good for everybody. It's good for the young. It's good for the old. I'm going to tell you a little of the reason why there is repetition about the things of God. Why? Why is that? Why would God repeat himself? Why would a preacher talk about some of the same truths over and over again? Well, God's not producing any new truth. And so the repetition or the repeating of the old truth just solidifies it in our lives and in our thinking. But let me give you some things to think about. You say, well, we come to church and I'm hearing some of the same things I heard 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 15 years ago. Well, the truth is, if the preachers you've been listening to are all preaching from the same book, he's the same author, they're going to repeat some things because it's all found in the very same source. For instance, you do understand that we repeat and we'll repeat things that are taught around here. And those of you that preach and teach in this ministry, you have to understand something. You'll have to repeat yourself. You say, why? Well, we have new converts in our church. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. When somebody first gets saved, they don't know everything that some of you have learned. There's some people sitting in this congregation. You say, Pastor, I've been saved for 40 years. Okay, that's good, but you need to understand something. There's somebody sitting in this congregation tonight that's been saved for 6 hours. They just got saved this morning and they're back at church tonight. You know something? They need to hear something. You say, well, Pastor, we just heard about that a couple weeks ago. You may feel that way, but they're hearing it for the first time. There's a repetition that's necessary. Now, it's good for us all, but do understand that the new convert, they've got to learn the new stuff. And in a growing church, it's very necessary. Some dead church that they're not adding new people and there are not new people getting saved, they may get away with no repetition. But when you have a movement of people and you've got new people coming in, they've got to be taught the same old standard doctrines and truths of the Bible. So there's repetition. Why? Because the new converts have got to learn. Not only that, there are new members. You know, there are people that will come and join our church, and maybe they're not freshly saved, but they've been elsewhere, possibly in a church, and they, to catch up or to be on the same page with the people in our congregation and the program at our church, we'll repeat ourselves some so that the newer members know what all of us have been learning and know what all of us have been gleaning from the Bible. So there's some repetition necessary for the new converts. There's some repetition that's necessary for the newer church members. And it's just a big part of it. They're saved, the new church members. They had to be saved to join our church. But we want them to know the parts of the Bible the best that we can that we have been learning together. And so you understand, that creates unity in the church as well. And there ought to be unity in the church. But not only that. Not is there repetition that's helpful for the new convert and repetition that's helpful for the new member. I hate to tell you this, but you got to repeat yourself some because people forget. People just forget. James 1:25 says, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer. Boy, those are such simple words, but they're so true. How many times do you hear something preached and you say, I forgot about that. That's still in the Bible. And we forget a lot. We forget. It's quite easy to forget things. Mrs. Owens and I, Mrs. Owens had, I'm going to tell on you. Mrs. Owens had made some, she makes a thing, it's made with lentils. Y'all know what lentils are? She made some lentils and she had told Julie she's going to give Julie some lentils. And so, they weren't connecting. She's going to hand over this, Tupperware full of lentils. And it just wasn't going well. And I said, sweetheart, let's do this. I'm going to take you and we're going to go out and we'll drop off at Ron and Julie's those lentils. She said, oh, that is so nice of you. Thank you so very much. So we got in the car. We made a couple of stops. We drove out to Ron and Julie's. And we were two houses away. I said, honey, if you'll just give me those lentils, I'll go up and knock on the door, give them to Ronnie. Julie was out spending Ron's money, but Ron was there and doing something, and I was going to knock on the door. I said, and your project's over. This 2 or 3 days of getting those lentils to Julie, it's all over. We pulled up out front. I said, hand me the container. She said, it's at home. She said, I forgot. You say, well, Pastor, what did you say? I didn't say anything. She'll tell you, I didn't say a word. She was explaining. I said, I'm not saying a word. I'm driving back into town. By the time we got back into town, I felt like I could say something. And so, hey, you know what? It's a good thing that God repeats himself because we forget. It's a good thing the preacher repeats himself because we forget. You see, that repetition helps the newer Christian. That repetition helps a new member in a church. The repetition helps us because we forget. But not only that, I think sometimes it's not that we forget. I think sometimes we just don't listen. God repeats himself because we don't listen well. In Jeremiah 5:21, it says, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. It's amazing. It's amazing how many things are said and people do not listen. They're present, but not listening. They're in the room, but not hearing what's being said. And we're all guilty of that to a degree. I'm not afraid to repeat myself. I think you all know. I will say something over and over again. But preacher, I can announce an activity. I can announce it 25 times in 25 services in a row. And you know what I'm talking about. The day before the activity, somebody that sat there and heard me make all 25 announcements will say, well, when is that thing? And I'm thinking, were you listening? Anybody that's a parent knows exactly what I'm talking about right now. Well, thank you for that. Amen. I repeat myself. God repeats himself because we just don't listen. I think there are times that you read something in the book of Genesis and you didn't listen to a thing that God was saying, and you got into Exodus and God said it again and you said, wow, I didn't know that's in the Bible. And God was thinking, was it back in the last chapter? The repeating of truth, it helps us to learn. It grows us. It strengthens us. I think one of the reasons why teachers and preachers and parents and leaders repeat themselves, because God repeated himself in the Bible. And God is an example. And look right this way. God is an example of this thing of repeating himself. Hey, you know the first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? You know, he tells some of the same stories over and over again. But you know, we needed them all. We needed them all. And God repeats himself over and over again. Hey, you'll find a whole lot of the stuff that's in the Bible in all 66 books. You say, well, I don't think some teacher needs to repeat themselves like that. The ultimate teacher is God. And he repeats himself. It's his example. Look, you and I are God's children. And God, our Heavenly Father, repeats himself. Parents, I hate to tell you, a part of good child rearing is repeating yourself. And you're going to catch, if you don't know already, it is a necessary deed. I wonder how many times I heard my mother say this. I don't know how many times I've told you, Jeffrey Allen. And the wrong answer is, well, Mom, I think it's about 20. And I'm keeping track. Hey, repetition. That repetition is a part of learning. That repetition is a part of our growing. Repetition creates retention, and retention is what makes you what you are. And so, God repeats himself in the Bible. But not only that, you know that there are some things that are just so good they're worth repeating. Hey, Chief, sit down and sit still over there, okay? Don't move around anymore. I'll tell you why. You're so good-looking, people are watching you and they're not listening to me, okay? So let's not compete. You just sit real still. And that goes for everybody else. You know something? There's something that is so good and so important, it's just worth repeating. Psalm 119, verse number 39 says, turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Do you know, there are some things that are just so good, I like to hear it again. There have been many times we've had a song, sung in church, and you think, oh, I'd like to listen to that again. I'd like to hear that one again. Hey, this thing about Jesus, I don't know about you. I just can't get enough preaching about Jesus. I love the preaching about Jesus. There are some things that are so good, they're worth repeating. But wait a minute, as we repeat them, we take that goodness and we pass it on, and we help others to see the goodness and the quality of whatever that truth was. So I think there's some things that they're just so good, they're worth repeating. But repetition is the key to learning. If we want people to learn good things, then we ought to repeat the information about those good things. Not only that, I've said this many times tonight, but I want to take one point of the sermon and repeat it. People grow because of repetition. 2 Peter 3:18 says, "But grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior." You know what happens? There are some people that you can teach something. You can teach your children. You can teach in a church setting, in Sunday school, in a ministry. You can teach something, but it's rejected. You need to teach that again, because there are some people who rejected that truth the first time, but because you were willing to come back around and teach it again, their hearts have become tender. They've grown in the Lord a bit, and you know, the second time you teach it, they accept it. You say, well, wonder if they don't accept it the second time. I'm coming around the block a third time. Say, wonder if they don't accept it the third time. I'm coming around the block a fourth time. Say, what are you going to do? I'm not changing. I'm just going to wait for you to decide to accept it. And we repeat it. I think that's exactly how God is. There are things in the Bible you say, oh, I don't like that. And God said, well, I'm not taking it out. Well, I don't like that. I reject that. God said, well, go to the next book and read. Go from Genesis to Exodus. Go ahead and read over there. And what do you find? God said the same thing. So I don't like it in Exodus. Well, you're going to Leviticus to read. Well, I don't like it. I don't like it in Matthew. It's in Mark. And what happens is people grow, and when you repeat, they have a chance to reconsider learning that truth. I'm almost finished. But let me tell you this. I think we need to better learn truth. I think we need to better learn the things that need to be learned in life. Psalm 119, verse 73 says, "Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding." Folks, I think there's a bit of a difference of just hearing something and understanding it. And repetition helps us to gather understanding. There are people that hear good things, but they don't understand them, and they're not obeying them. Repetition gives people a chance to understand the truth that they need to learn. I've taught a lot of different levels. I've been a college professor for years in a college and a seminary, and I give accumulative tests. You say, what is that? Well, most of my tests, there were 25 questions on the first test, and then there were 50 questions on the second test, and there were 75 questions on the third test, and there's 100 questions on the fourth test. The first 25 questions show up on the second test as the first 25 questions, and then I add 25 more. Then the first 50 questions show up on the third test, and there are 25 additional. My final was always 25 new questions and 75 questions that were given prior, which meant I put my most important material all the way up front. They had to reproduce it through the first test, through the second test, through the third test, through the fourth test. You say, why? I'm not as interested in grades as I am learning. I want people to learn, and repetition is part of the key to growing and learning. Not only that, we need to repeat ourselves because of the growth factor. Let's just take in our children. Our children grow. Matthew 19:14 says, "But Jesus said, suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God." Understand something. Your kids, as you teach them something when they're very, very young, they might not grasp it. They may not pay attention to it. They may not care. But let me tell you something. You give them a couple years and suddenly they begin to understand it and they begin to care and they begin to grasp it. Now, if you said, well, I taught that to them when they were three, I don't think they got it. I'm going to ignore it. You're making the mistake of your life. You need to teach it to them again when they're four, again when they're five. Hey, did you know something? Did you know that we have little ones that up to this moment, they've been going to children's church. They go there and they go to primary church and then they go to children's church. Hey, I watch them graduate eventually to where they come in here. Do you know what needs to happen? They need to learn what you all have been learning, but for some of them, they're hearing it for the very first time. That repetition has a purpose. It is for the growth of Christians, little ones, big ones. Repetition is the key to learning. Let me say one more thing and I'll be done. I think we need to repeat the truth, and I think we need to grasp this, the importance of repetition. And one reason in the church it's important is because sometimes backslidden people return to God. Hosea 14:4 says, I will heal their backsliding. You know what happens? Somebody that's been out of the church, they get backslidden. You know, they lose grip on what they ought to believe. They lose track of how they ought to behave. So they come back to the church and they hear you repeat the same old truth that they heard back before they got backslidden and got out of church. That helps push the reset button in their life. Now, there's all sorts of people that will come in here and say, I haven't been in church in years, but when you stood up there this morning and threw a fit, I was reminded of how it used to be when I went to church. I'm glad of that. I'm glad of that. You say, but Pastor, you remind us of that one every 4 months. We got backslidden people coming in and out pretty regularly. And God's not producing any new truth. And the truth is, the human race is so anemic in regard to how they grasp and live the truth anyway. We all need another dose of it anyway. God repeats himself. Why? Because God feels like that repeating has something to do with you and I and how well we learn and how we grow. I would say this, and I've trained lots and lots of young men to preach the gospel. And I would say to them, never be ashamed of repeating yourself. It helps grow people. Again, I'm not trying to impress people with my knowledge. I would like to help people grow in the Lord. And I learned a long time ago, you must repeat that which you want people to understand, because we don't listen. Sometimes we don't care. Sometimes we're too young. Sometimes we're too tired. Who knows why? But thank God, I kept hearing some of the same old things. And eventually, I was able to get a hold of some of it and put it into my life. And that is a part of the key to learning and growing. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let me say to everyone that's here tonight, keep reading your Bible. You say, oh, I've read it. Well, read it again. Well, I've read it many times. Keep reading it. Keep reading. Repeat it. Keep taking it in, because repetition is the key to learning. Here's the question for you at this moment. Listen real carefully. Is there anybody here tonight that would say, you know, Pastor, I think I need to pay a little more attention to those things that are being repeated. And let me tell you something. If God says it once, that makes it the truth. But boy, if God starts repeating something, we all better set up and pay attention. Who here would say, I need to give more attention to those things that are being repetitively brought my way so I can learn better from them? Would you raise your hand and let God see it? God bless you. We're going to have an altar call. If you need a moment at the altar, you'll be welcome to come. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. If you need the altar, you come. Hey, teachers. Hey, preachers. Hey, parents. Don't be afraid to repeat yourself. And young people, I don't think that you ought to sit back and say, well, tell me again, Mom. Tell me again, Mom. Tell me again. No, I am saying to the leadership, be willing to repeat yourself. To all of us, why don't we pay attention the first time and listen the first time? But repetition is part of the key to learning. It's part of the key to teaching. Repetition. The repeating of the truth. Isn't amazing that 582 times In God's book, he used these two words. God said, God said, God said, God said. Hey, he repeated those words. He's the greatest teacher ever. And he cares about the people that follow him, and he wants them to learn. What's he do? He repeats himself. One of the great compliments of my ministry as I became the pastor here, and the people that were here when I got here said, you know what, when you stand up there and preach, we heard so much of that. Preacher Croom, you sound like Preacher Croom. You just keep saying the same thing that Preacher Croom said. That's right, and that's how it ought to be. He's repeating God, and I'm repeating God, and someday when I'm dead and gone and another man stands in this pulpit, I hope you say, you know what, we've heard that before. We've heard all that before. The truth ought to be repeated. This is the last time through the song. Thank you, Rachel.